Welcome, and you are listening to Raider Radio on KKRN 88.5 Bella Vista and Round Mountain. I am Mercedes Lane, a senior at Burney Junior Senior High School. Once a month, a group of Burney High School leadership students will be updating the community on events happening in town, coordinated or hosted by Burney High School and the community, as well as offering segments from the students. Our first segment is on Flag Day. Every year, the Leo's Club of Burney High School goes to each class at the elementary school and talks to the children about the flag and what it represents. There was 35 students that helped with Flag Day this year. While we were there, we asked children different questions about the flag. For example, one question we would ask is, what are the flag's three distinctive colors and what does each color stand for? The Leo's Club also handed out flags to each student at the elementary school. We also did the Pledge of Allegiance with the classes, and this is one of my favorite parts of Flag Day. When speaking to a young class like the kindergarteners, it is a neat experience to listen to the children say the Pledge of Allegiance and see how proud they are that they are able to say it and know why they are saying it. One particular experience that I remember was last year in second grade. This 8-year-old girl was so ecstatic to share her knowledge about the flag. She raised her hand for every question. Unfortunately, she got every question wrong, but still felt strongly that she was right. This incident was one of my favorite because although she was wrong, she was positive and excited to learn about the flag and what it represented. This is followed by a patriotic assembly held for the kindergarteners through sixth graders. It was nice to teach the younger generation unknown knowledge about our country, and this particular event is one of my favorites done with the Leos, and I enjoy going to the elementary school for Flag Day every year. Next up, we have a segment interviewing current seniors on their senior project. Today, Blaine Marks will be interviewing Mariana Naya Roscoe on her senior project to introduce the senior projects to the community. Welcome, guys.
Thank you, Mercedes. Hello, Mariana.
Hello.
Mariana, what was your senior project about and exactly how long did it take you?
My senior project was a school campus beautification, and it took me about 28 hours.
Okay. What was the greatest part of your project to you?
The greatest part of my project was picking out the flowers for the flower beds.
How did your project challenge you to get out of your comfort zone?
It really made me practice being more independent. I was very focused on trying to get everything done my own way. I was very organized, and with the help of my mentor, of course, she helped me along the way. But I had to plan and pick out the flowers and decide when to actually clean the flower beds and when to paint the rocks, and it's just very independent oriented project, and that challenged me because I'm not very used to that.
Who was your mentor, and why did you choose him or her?
My mentor was Carrie Rose, agriculture teacher at Burney Junior Senior High School. I chose her because she's very, I felt, qualified for that area of beautification.
What were your feelings after you finished your project?
I was excited. I love gardening, and it was a project I definitely had a lot of fun doing. It made me happy to see the outcome.
What was your senior project paper, research paper topic?
The healing benefits of plants.
Why did you choose that topic?
Because my senior project involves beautification, and of course that involves landscape and plants. So I chose the benefits of those areas in the community.
As a senior, what is some advice that you could give my junior class and I, as well as the rest of the lower class?
Choose a project that you feel very, you really enjoy doing. Choose something that you would have fun doing. You know, it won't be like a chore or like a job you have to do. You kind of just do it because you wanted to.
Thank you for being here, Mariana.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Back to you, Mercedes.
Thank you, Blaine, and thank you, Mary. That does sound like an excellent project. Every month, we like to ask our principal his current favorite song. So to continue playing Principal's Choice, we will be dedicating a song to Miss Sugg called Tario by Alt J.
China Kappa jumps to 2 feet creep of the road. Two photo to record me lumps and war. Their ancestors his chance.
Our third segment will be with Cassandra Taylor with the Academic Assembly. Welcome, Cassandra.
Thank you, Mercedes. Hey, everyone, it's Cassandra Taylor back for another segment of Raider Radio. On Friday, February 23rd, 2018, there was an Academic Assembly held to honor Burney High School student achievement. There was a wide variety of awards distributed. The Assembly kicked off with Rotary speech winners receiving their cash rewards. For first place, James Chapman received a $300 prize, and in second place was Devin Murray with a $100 prize, and Eli Early in third place with a prize of $50. The speech topic was chosen by our local Burney Fall River Rotary Club. They asked students to choose a topic that was meaningful to them and put it to their four-way test. which includes questions, is it true, is it fair to all concerned, will it build goodwill and better friendships, and is it beneficial to all concerned? The speech allowed the students to dig deeper into their topics. Last month, two of our Skills USA club members, Alexis Bellino and Monica Blanco, competed in a business career-based competition. Alexis competed in job interview and application skills. She placed first and received a gold medal. Monica Blanco competed in a customer service portion. She placed third and received a bronze medal. Another award given out was for CASP improvement, excellence, and people who met the standard in the two categories English Language Arts and Mathematics. The Smarter Balance Test challenges students' knowledge of two major core classes, English and Math. The people who received awards for improvement showed significant growth in one subject or both. Excellence awards were given to students who excelled in one subject or both. Every year, Bernie Boosters awards students with a Scrippy Award. This award is given to students who maintain a 3.0 GPA. First-time award winners received their Scrippy letters, and second-time receivers were given a felt torch and a gold star. Some of the miscellaneous awards given included an award for honor roll, straight A's, 100% attendance, and no tardies. The student who maintained a straight A's were given gift certificates to Alpine. The students who received no tardies in the first semester were awarded a ribbon and a chocolate bar. All these awards totaled out to a lot of people. 93 students received honor roll. 29 students received straight A's. 24 students exceeded the standards on the state testing. 43 students received Scrip B awards. And 40 students received zero tardies. And finally, 5 students were awarded for having 100% attendance in the first semester. Congratulations to all students. Back to you, Mercedes.
Thank you, Cassandra. Part of our radio show will be providing music that is popular among the students at Bernie Junior Senior High School. Our first song will be Want You Back by 5 Seconds of Summer.
Wondering if this is the last time that I see your face. Is it tears or just fucking rain? Wish I could say something that doesn't sound insane. But lately I don't trust my brain. You tell me I won't ever change, so I just say nothing. No matter where I go, I'm always gonna want you back. No matter how long. Back in the way that I used to make you laugh. Cause you know every morning I wake up, yeah, I still reach for you. I remember the roses on your shirt when you told me this would never work. You know, even when I say I moved on, yeah, I still dream for you. And no matter where I go, I'm always gonna want you back. No matter how long you're gone, I'm always gonna want you back.
If you were just tuning in, that was Want You Back by 5 Seconds of Summer. I am Mercedes Lane, and you are listening to Raider Radio on KKRN 88.5 Bella Vista in Round Mountain. Up next, we have Gracie Perkins talking on the topic of her senior paper, The Benefits of Reading. Welcome, Gracie.
Thank you, Mercedes. Have you been told since you were little that reading is good for you? I know I've certainly heard that phrase by parents and teachers alike, and still do. But has anyone ever told you why reading is such a beneficial pastime? For starters, it should come as no mystery that books are a great way of expanding knowledge and increasing vocabulary. In the article, 10 Benefits of Reading, the author discusses how people with a larger vocabulary and being well-read can increase your chances of getting a job or even getting promoted quicker than fellow employees. And who wouldn't want to add a few more bucks to their pockets? Research has also shown that reading is one of the best stress relievers. In a study at the University of Sussex, volunteers had their heart rates increased and then participated in multiple relaxing activities to decrease their pulse. Out of the four options researchers tested, listening to music, reading, taking a walk, or having a cup of tea, reading scored far higher than all the others by reducing heart rate by 68% after just 6 minutes. According to an article by Huffington Post, stress is believed to contribute to around 60% of all human illness and disease. Reading is an effective way to reduce stress, and with books being readily available at libraries and online, they provide a cheap and easy method to lessen one of the largest death contributors. Another study found a relationship between people who read a lot and empathy. One investigation had several participants look at the pictures of actors' eyes and guess what emotion that actor was displaying. The volunteers who read more scored far higher than those who had read less. And those are just a few of the many benefits I could add to the list. So why not put a little more reading into your life and reap the rewards of what a few books can give? Back to you, Mercedes.
Sounds very interesting. Thank you, Gracie. While we like to play some of our current songs, we also like to share some of our favorite older songs. So to continue the segment, Goodies But Oldies, we will be playing My Girl by The Temptations.
I guess
If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Raider Radio on KKRN FM. That was My Girl by The Temptations. Up next, we have Eli Early talking about Skills USA. Welcome back, Eli.
Thank you, Mercedes. My name is Eli Early, and I'm a senior at Burney High School. This year, we have a new club. Skills USA was recently started, and it is a group that can enter competitions to compete against other clubs in a variety of skills. Ms. Hecklin is the advisor, and they focus the club towards more business pathway. Recently, two competitors went to Sacramento to compete in business-oriented skills. Our school has never gone to a competition like this before, so the club members did not know what to expect. I spoke to Alexis Blino to gain some insight on what happened. Alexis stated, "The morning of the competition, we became very nervous, but ended up having a great time overall." Alexis competed in job interviewing and job applications. There are many other competitions you can choose to compete in, but since Alexis and Monica are in a business pathway, they decided to go in a business direction. Everyone competing had their own rooms, and one person was called in at a time as the rest of the people waited outside patiently. Alexis said it was a great feeling to hear that she had won the gold medal after all the hard work that they had put into this. Monica and Alexis both practiced for months in advance to the competition. Since they both won medals, they get to advance to state competition in April. Thank you for your input, and good luck to the both of you. Back to you, Mercedes.
Thank you, Eli. Thank you for tuning in to Raider Radio on KKRN 88.5, produced by Burney High School students and KKRN. We will air the first Wednesday of every month. KKRN is supported by listeners like you and brought to you by and for the community. If you enjoy KKRN's programs like Raider Radio, you can become a listener supporter by going to the website kkrn.org and clicking the donate button, or by mailing a check to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California. If you would like more information on KKRN Radio, you can call 530-337-1101 and like KKRN on Facebook. Talk Nation will begin at this time slot next Wednesday and all the other Wednesdays of the month until the second Wednesday of April. Thank you for listening to Raider Radio, presented by the students and staff from Burney High School. Thank you for KKRN for having us, and remember to tune in to our next show, April 11th. Up next, we have Broken Halos by Chris Stapleton.
Sing my share of broken halos, folding wings that used to fly. They've all gone, wherever they go, broken halos that used to shine. Angels come to the Bible.